passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. A growing interest in canoeing and kayaking was the impetus for the Luling Paddling Trail along 6 miles of the San Marcos River.
Well, we've noticed that over the years people are looking towards water recreation more and more, and they like to get out into less crowded areas and be able to enjoy nature as they're paddling along, but they don't know where to go. So by developing these paddling trails, it gives people a destination in mind. They can get there and they know that where they're going is safe and completely legal.
Melissa Parker is River Conservation Coordinator for Texas Parks and Wildlife. In time, the historic Zedler Mill on the banks of the river will be restored and a park will be developed around it for use by paddlers and other visitors.
They're trying to restore the old Zedler Mill, and eventually they hope to have little shops and maybe a little restaurant and bed and breakfast and that kind of thing. But they're in the money-gathering phase right now, but they've just got a really neat concept for the restoration of that place. You know, that'll be coming along, but in the meantime, the takeout will still be at that Zedler Mill, so people will get an appreciation for the historic value of it.
The Luling Paddling Trail opens in April and will host its first major event, the second annual Zedler Mill Classic River Race, April 22nd. For more information, visit the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.